Now, here in London, the terraces of the South Bank Centre have been crammed over the last few nights with film fans struggling for a glimpse of the glitterati at the British Film Institute's London Film Festival. But in an era of laptop downloads and blockbuster launches, what's the point of a film festival? I asked the festival director, Claire Stewart.
The festival has an increasingly important role. We're screening 240 films across a 12-day period. It's a very intensive way to see a lot of films. We have the consideration of introducing those films to the UK marketplace, and that is an increasingly busy marketplace. So, you know, one of the things that we actually actively do is bring sales agents to London to engage with UK distributors to try and make sales on those films so that they will reach an audience here in the UK after their life at the festival. It also has a very important role in terms of positioning films for the awards season, whether that be the larger, more popular titles this year. For example, we're opening with Suffragette, we're closing with Steve Jobs, the new film by Danny Boyle. We're expecting really strong awards season attention for both Carey Mulligan's performance in Suffragette and certainly Michael Fassbender and Kate Winslet's performances in Steve Jobs. We are also actively working with our VOD platform, BFI Player, to take some of those films on to a new life after the festival as well.
Well, that's really what I wanted to look at a bit, because the new technology that's out there and the ways in which people access film is changing, and many people will be accessing these films on their laptops, on their PCs or whatever. Do you feel that's changing the industry?
It's actively changing the industry, but interestingly, it means a film festival has an ever more vibrant role, partly because there's still a really huge appetite from audiences to engage with the experience of watching films, and nothing, you know, on the big screen, and nothing replaces the experience of actually being able to do that with the filmmakers present.
But of course, many young filmmakers start out in the small screen in a way. They make something, they upload it to YouTube or social media, it gets a wider audience, they begin to build their career that way. So I guess that's affecting the industry too.
I think the industry and the festivals have to change and adapt to that as well. One of the things that we've done this year, for example, is introduce a short film competition, and we've really relaxed our regulations, recognising that filmmakers at the emerging end of the spectrum, with the platforms that they are now distributed on, we cannot ask them anymore to have UK premieres. That would be actually inhibiting their process of finding an audience for these films, because there's such a limited opportunity for them to be shown in a theatrical context.
And that was Claire Stewart. Well, one of the movies being showcased at her festival is Bieber Boys. Now, it's a thriller with a rather unusual subject: Canadian-born Indian gangsters. Well, I've been speaking to its director, Deepa Mehta.
Olup Kirpan means mercy, compassion, justice, none of which you are going to see today.
As an Indo-Canadian, a person who was sort of brought up and born in India and then migrated to Canada, our stories in a dominant culture have always fascinated me. And I think that when I first read about the Indo-Canadian gangsters in Vancouver, I couldn't believe it, like you. I live in Toronto, and it's like the Rockies somehow give everybody a collective amnesia. And people do not know that these aren't immigrants. These are second and third generation Sikh Punjabi youngsters who by the age of 30 are dead because they've decided the way they can get power, respect, money is by becoming gangsters.
G. Chahar and his Biba boys have blazed a trail across the city. A trail of drugs, a trail of blood.
It just fascinated me because, you know, nobody thinks of Asians. I mean, we think of cab drivers, terrorists if you want, or IT types, or bankers, but not gangsters. And it just fascinated me because it's an aspect of our culture that is not even imaginable. This is not like the mafia. This is not like the triads. These are gangs that are indigenous to Vancouver.
How do you think it's going to play with audiences? Because I've seen some parts of the film, clips and trailers, and it has that aesthetic that you see in a lot of gangster films, of course, but obviously with this slightly strange context. Do you think it will be a very widely popular film in the United States, here in Britain?
You know, my father's a film distributor in India, and he said there are two things in life you never know about. One is when you're going to die, and the other is how a film is going to do. And I think he's absolutely right. I have no clue. I mean, you know, you do not know. Just because the film's a gangster film doesn't mean that it's going to do well. But basically, all gangster films thematically are the same. You know, it's about a bunch of men, boys, who decide to band together in brotherhood and goof off together, kill together, and are sort of borderline psychopaths. And then what happens to them? You know, it's like a shooting star. You know, you see it in the sky and then it's gone. Literally, the age average by the time they die is about 30. They're all dead.
Say a word and I'll blow your brains out.
I beg you.
Three words. I'm Plugger. Bam.
It's a very grim story. In a way, when you mentioned India, I was just thinking, well, what about, how would it play in India? Because one thinks of Bollywood, obviously, the dominant industry, is very much to do with, well, music and love and things like this, not so much the gangster aesthetic. Do you see it working well in India?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what works well in India. None, who knows? I mean, it's also very entertaining. It's very funny. You know, it has caught the people's fancy. So who knows?
I was going to ask about you, though, because you've got a very distinguished pedigree of directing the films, but I don't think you've ever directed in quite that sort of aesthetic, some of the violence involved. I mean, how did you find that as a director?
Thematically, Biba Boys is very similar to all my other films. The concerns are similar. My concerns have always been, in my film, assimilation, immigration. How do we feel comfortable with ourselves? How do we feel comfortable when there's a conflict, either with religion or with the dominant culture, or with gender? The story was different. I had never tackled, like you said, gang warfare. I had never seen an AK-47 in my life. But that was what was interesting. When you get to actually explore territories that you do not know anything about, I found that very invigorating. And I said, what the hell? You know, why can't women do gangster films? So there you go.
Why not indeed? Deepa Mehta there, and her film's called Biba Boys.